This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A few years ago, people needed to exert a big effort to access what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And even then, it's likely that it would have failed. Now, with the advent of technology, internet, instant communication, things have taken a huge turn. All can be accessed at the click of a button from within the comfort of your own home. If it's not yourself whom you worry about, then it's certainly your children, your siblings, those you love and fear for. But let's be honest, you can add all of the filters you want, set every hurdle today, but a person who is set upon a sin will find their way around. So a solution is needed, a really effective one. And I share with you not only what I believe to be the best solution, but the only real solution to the challenge of the 21st century's access. And that's a rediscovery of the majestic authority who cannot be outrun or hidden from, a rediscovery of As-Sami'a, the all-hearing, Al-Basir, the all-seeing. He hears every sound that emanates from every creature, in every language, every location, at every decibel, every moment in time. He hears their screams and whispers. He hears their complaints, their thanks, their conspiring and plotting, their speech, their thoughts, intentions. He hears what is more silent than silence itself. That is As-Sami'a. He is also Al-Basir, the one who sees the minutest details of the deepest parts of the earth, just as he sees the details of existence beyond the observable universe and beyond the seventh heaven. At the cosmic level, he sees the orbits of each and every planet, whilst at the atomic level, he sees the movement of each electron around every nucleus. He sees the water that flows through the branch of every tree, the nutrients within every grain of soil, the blood that flows through every vein of every creature. Now, unlike us who can't hold multiple conversations nor observe multiple events at the same time, subhanAllah, no two simultaneous events impair the vision or hearing of As-Sami' al-Basir. To him, no two simultaneous voices muffle each other's sound, let alone the trillions which he hears and understands and responds to individually around the clock. To him, secrets are exposed. Private matters are public. Distant matters are near, and the invisible is perfectly clear. The New York City blackout is the name which was given to a power cut which hit New York in 1977. The city just plunged into darkness, and although the lights went out for no more than 24 hours, when they came back on, the extent of the devastation was revealed. For that brief moment without electricity, violence had just erupted across the whole city. Stores were looted, windows were smashed, buildings were set ablaze, police just stood helplessly. It was an urban crisis, a national emergency, and many companies never recovered from those few hours, all because the city's eye had fallen asleep for a few moments. I mention this because on a daily basis, we find ourselves experiencing a similar blackout. Moments of solitude, when no one apparently can see us. This is precisely where many people will use those blackout periods to do to their iman what those New Yorkers did to their city. During those moments, beware of allowing your desires to convince you that Allah cannot see. Allah said, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ. There is no matter which you engage in on any portion of Qur'an which you recite. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. Nor any deed which you do except that we are witness of you when you are doing it. وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And nothing is hidden from your Lord so much as the weight of an atom on the earth or in the heaven. وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Nor anything that is lesser than that or greater than that, except that it is in a clear record. During daylight hours, a camera may capture quite a decent shot of a face, but when the night draws its curtains, precise facial features are suddenly a lot more difficult to distinguish, which is probably one of the reasons why criminals will usually choose the night. Also, picking up a loud conversation is much easier than a whispered one. So these factors for us as humans, they make a difference. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about Himself, سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ. It is the same to Allah whether any of you conceals His speech or declares it openly. وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Or whether you are hid by night, or whether you go forth freely by day. It's the same. But you see, no matter how sophisticated the human means of surveillance become, man will only ever be able to see the external forms of peoples and events. What monitor can detect intentions and thoughts? There is one authority who can do that. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. We were the ones who created man, and we know what his soul whispers to him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. So a Lord who has named himself As-Sami' and Al-Basir, you're constantly live. You're never really offline. From the day you became accountable, the record button was pressed, and it will stay pressed till the day you die. An example of a person who lived life knowing that this button had been pressed and that he is being recorded was a God-fearing woman who was abducted by a soldier. A story mentioned by At-Tanukhi in his book Al-Faraju Ba'd al-Shidda. Her neighbors fought in her defense, but they were unable to fend off the abductor's guards. So the criminal took her into his home and closed every door, and he enticed her. She refused his requests, and then he began to coerce her until he was on the verge of actualizing his intent, when she said to him, "Wait, hold on, there's one more door that you haven't closed." He said, "Which one?" She said, "The door that is between you and Allah." Her captor stood up and he said, leave, Allah has saved you." A more recent example of this, an example of a man fully aware of his Lord, As-Sami' al-Basir, was a Sudanese shepherd who was filmed in the middle of the desert after being stopped by two passerbys in who were driving a car. And this was 2014. They asked him for a sheep, but he said to them, I don't own these sheep." So they said to him, "Why don't you tell the owner of the sheep that you'd lost one?" They were testing him, and his response was amazing. He said, "What about the grave?" Inside the grave, he said, "There's no such thing as I lost it." The passerby said to him, "I have 200 riyals for you. Give me a sheep." And the shepherd said to him, "I wouldn't give it to you even for 200,000 riyals. My reckoning," he said, "will not be with you, but with him." At the end of the exchange, they actually gifted him the 200,000 riyals. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Your belief in these two names of Allah is a cloud of consciousness that hovers over your head, wherever you go. It's an inner voice that never quietens, but raises itself when you're about to cross one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lines. It's a voice that says to you, "Oh my soul, if you have crossed Allah's limits whilst thinking that He couldn't see you or hear you, then how enormous was your disbelief in Allah. But oh my soul, if you have crossed His limits whilst knowing that He could see you and hear you, then how little was your shyness of Allah. Oh my soul, how is it that you are an ally of Allah in public, but an enemy of Allah in private? Oh my soul, beware of making Allah As-Sami' al-Basir, the most insignificant of all observers." So the effects of damage control when it comes to sins is huge when these divine names are noticed in your life. But they offer more than just that. They also offer comfort to the anxious ones. Prophet Musa and Harun told Allah that they were anxious in going to the Pharaoh and inviting him to Islam. This is a criminal, this is a mass murderer. And they needed to provide a passage for Bani Israel out of his control. But how did Allah comfort Prophet Musa and Harun? He said to them, "Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara." Don't be afraid, I am with you both, hearing and seeing. So the greatest comfort to an anxious heart is when it recognizes that above it is a Lord who hears and sees, particularly at a time when you feel that eyes and ears are blind and deaf to your pains. You have a Lord who is fully present and fully aware. This was the same comfort that Allah offered to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his moments of stress. He was told, "Wasbir li hukmi rabbika fa innaka bi ayunina." Wait patiently for the decision of your Lord because you are in our eyes. Knowing that we are in His eyes fosters patience. So regardless of what it is that you're going through, let's call it the thirst of Ramadan, the fatigue of Hajj, the challenge of releasing your zakah, the urge of pressing the snooze button for Fajr Salah, when needing to restrain your gaze, the sweltering challenge of a flawless hijab on a summer's day, the injuries of a just jihad, or the loneliness of being a practicing Muslim. When you gaze into the heavens above you in acknowledgement of being entirely within Allah's sight and hearing, these pains are eclipsed. Grief is minimized. Endurance is bolstered because Allah sees. Allah hears. What happens when a heart becomes detached from As-Sami' and Al-Basir? What happens is that a huge source of comfort is stripped away from your life as you're thrown into a dark pit of estrangement and loneliness. So the soul wanders off trying to compensate for that loss in other things, in social gatherings, vacations, cigarettes, drugs, sexual experimentations, endless sleep. They're trying to find an escape. This feeling of inner loneliness for many people continues to intensify until it pushes them to suicide. Why? Because in the lives of many, they find that there can be no compensation for the comfort of knowing that you are within the seeing and hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on the flip side, take a moment to compare this with the experience of people who experience the joy of knowing that Allah can see them and hear them. Malik ibn al-Mughaffal, who used to sit in his home for long hours, and they said to him, "Don't you get lonely?" And he said, "Yastawhishu ma'allahi ahad." Can anyone who is with Allah feel lonely? And Muslim ibn Yasar, who said that there is no joy in life that is sweeter than calling upon Allah in solitude. Imam ibn al-Qayyim, he said, "Fil qalbi sha'athun la yalumuhu illa al-iqbalu ala Allah." In the heart of every human being, there is a sense of scattering, which can only be gathered by turning to Allah. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ وَحْشَةٌ لَا يُزِيلُهَا إِلَّا الْأُنْسُ بِاللَّهِ. And in the heart, there is a sense of loneliness, which can only be overcome by feeling the intimate nearness to Allah when you are alone. And he says, وَفِيهِ حُزْنٌ لَا يُذْهِبُهُ إلا السرور بمعرفته وصدق معاملته. And in the heart there is a sadness which can only be removed by the joy of knowing Him and being true in worshipping Him. وفيه قلق لا يسكنه إلا الإجتماع عليه والفرار منه إليه. And in the heart there is an anxiety which can only be put at ease by gathering yourself on Him and escaping from Him to Him. So those moments of being alone with the hearing and the seeing Lord are now easily transformed into moments of warmth with Allah's nearness and companionship, moments of hope and reflection and intimate dua. No lonely confinement can ever break you. No sense of estrangement can slow you down. No period of loneliness will be used for sin. How could it be when you're now connected to Allah, As-Sami' Al-Basir?